This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, we're back with Jamie Walden of wrote the book Omega Dynamics. Again, I highly recommend the book. It's forwarded by Steve Quayle, and if you know Steve Quayle, you know if he gives you a forward on something, he really stands behind it. The book is available at omegadynamics.org. Is that correct, Jamie?
Yeah, that's correct.
And I also want to mention that I'm the owner of Ready Made Resources. Our company's been in business for 24 years, and we do specialize in emergency preparedness. Specifically, I am a ham radio operator, and I stress the importance of ham radio communications. I'm glad to talk to anyone on communication and also night vision, which we do have on sale. Today's the last day that we're going to have the newer white phosphor night vision on sale. So you can visit us at readymaderesources.com, and if you find something that you like, we will be glad to sell it to you. And also, we do offer financing for those things which are larger that you don't want to pay all at once. So that those like night vision is available for financing. Jamie, before the thing we started talking about, an insurgency going on in the United States right now, both in the churches and in the physical realm in our government. You know, I follow on social media a lot of times, like Facebook or other social media. I hear conservatives basically thinking that, you know, if conflict breaks out, we're just going to take, this will be taken care of in a few minutes because these are all snowflakes. You know, it's reminiscent of what the South thought as we entered into the Civil War in the mid-1800s. You know, I don't think anything could be more wrong than that. You know, we talked about an insurgency, and I think, you know, we have a media that's a part of the insurgency. Our educational system has become part of the insurgency. Our medicine has become part of the insurgency. We have a lawfare group of people where the law is now working towards, you know, people that are leftist. We see, again, Soros, you know, paying evangelicals to betray Christ. You know, we just see vast portions of our government that lean left, that are actually this caravan that's coming up, or invasion that's coming up from, you know, South America. You know, it's they call it an asylum, but it's actually an invasion. And you know, it disturbs me when I hear people mock or make little of the fact that they think a conflict in the United States would be over in just days, that the people that would be starting it can't even start a lawnmower, and yet they're going to fight a war. And yet I look at it, and I think we are a nation that is horribly divided. We're a nation that has such polar opposites and hatred that it's quite disturbing to me, because anybody, and I know you've seen it, anybody who thinks conflict is somehow glorious or there's some honor in it, it is brutal, it is ugly, it is a horrible thing to see what men can do to other men.
And absolutely, absolutely. And the thing is a lot of this boils down to what I would call an erroneous capabilities assessment, or like a faulty self-actualization. You know, I hear that all the time too, especially from the different prepper communities, patriot communities, things like that, where we really do have this faulty self-perception that somehow if things break out and the proverbial crap hits the fan, that they're going to all of a sudden muster this radical, somehow repressed, faulty heroism, and they're going to charge out all tacked out to win the day. And that's just not going to be so. Same with Christians. We see the same thing in the church, erroneous capabilities assessment and faulty self-actualization. I just trust that when that happens, I'll have the faith to do X, Y, Z. I'll just trust that when that time happens, I'll just be all of a sudden this instantaneous, powerful prayer warrior that somehow has this superhuman walk with the Lord, even though I've never done it before in my life. And again, it just isn't so. If you as a believer in Christ can't even stomach a slight Dow point drop that's going to affect your retirement 25 years down the road when you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow, if you as a Christian can't stomach going 3 weeks without health insurance because of the fear that it induces in you, then what in the world makes you think that you're going to all of a sudden, when the stuff really pops off, have some radical super duper faith and knowing of God and of his word and of his scriptures and his promises to go out and be among those who is a part of the last great harvest, winning souls for Christ Jesus and tearing down every stronghold and false pretense that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Or even just not going to be so.
Even standing for the sanctity of man-woman relationship, that it's normal. We can't even stand up and say this is wrong. I mean, not even facing a physical threat, just an emotional threat where somebody might not like us or they might befriend us, that we can't stand up and proclaim God's truth because, you know, it's like you said, if God is love and that is all there is to God, then that defines your theology, it defines your way of life, everything. But if God is righteous and he's just and his foundation is built on righteousness and justice, then it totally changes the way you look at things. I tell you, Jamie, I've been in situations, and I don't want to go into it a whole lot, in foreign countries where I have been scared out of my mind. But you have to learn. But the more I was there, and just, I mean, I've been in the middle of the Arabian Desert with kind of like not good people, all by myself, the only white guy out there, you know, and all you can see is just sand. And you're thinking, I'm going to get my throat slit. And I'm telling you, the more you put yourself in that situation and the more you see God work on your behalf, you know, you really start to realize I am a victor and the reward that comes from that. But if you've never done it, and that fear grips your whole soul one day, you'll be saying, yeah, here's my hand, put the mark on it.
And here's a reality that I know is hard for many people to embrace. And again, this goes back to that self-examination. And really it boils down to humility. If you can look at yourself and be sincerely honest, most, myself included, okay, I'm not exempt from this at all. If I really examine why I do what I do on a daily basis in my relationships, in my business transactions and the way I conduct life and the way I look at my finances and the way I discern my future and things like that. If I really seek to be discerning about that, what I'll realize is that the majority of it is driven by fear. And it's a counterfeit fear and it's a hijacked fear. We like to think it's done out of nobility and valor and love and all these grand ideas of what we think we are. But the reality is the reason why we do what we do is out of fear. And usually, sadly, the most pathetic of all is that it's fear of being validated by men. So again, if you're not willing to even surrender these menial ideas of your earthly kingdom in order to focus on God's kingdom, if you're not willing to surrender what you allow in your home and watch on your TV, if you're not willing to stand for life, if you're not willing to stand for what the heck a man or a woman is by definition of God, what in the world makes you think that all of a sudden when it pops off, you're going to be some top tier one operator for the kingdom of God in the last days? It's just not going to be so. But you know, I'll tell you what is true. Oh, go ahead.
No, I know you say these things. It goes back to what I said in the beginning. As a Presbyterian, you know, I learned the Westminster Confession of Faith, and that first question has always stuck with me. What is the duty of man? A word that's even not in the vogue today. Duty that we do have duties as Christians. It's not things that we choose to do. It's not electives. God doesn't give me electives that I select from. I have duties, responsibilities, obligations to the kingdom of God, things that are required of me. And so my duty is to bring him glory and honor. That is my duty as a man. And I do that in my
that
family. And yet I don't do this. I don't say this to shame anybody. I do it to encourage people that if you've got those things in your life, those things that are just basically, I mean, you know, if in the natural, if I had body armor if I had just a level 2 body armor and I was thinking it was going to stop AK-47 bullets, it's a false confidence. If I have things in my life that are not going to protect me in the spiritual realm when the battle hits, I better look at those things now. And so I don't say, or you don't say those things to shame people. We say them to prick their heart, to say, I need
no, not at all. And here's the most amazing thing. This to me is like the greatest act of grace and of mercy that our Lord Jesus Christ performs is when he violently uproots anything in our lives that is robbing and stealing from his glory. you know, we have the command, do not steal, and that, man, has that been reduced to something pathetic and powerless and weak. What's contained within that command is so great and so powerful and so radical because the Lord knows and understands what's at stake, and it's about stealing his glory. We do it in ways that we can't even fathom. We're so treasonous. We're in the insurrectionists of the worst kind in our hearts towards the Lord daily. And what he seeks to do is to tear down those things, to uproot anything by violence if he has to in our hearts and in our lives and in our minds that's stealing from his glory, robbing from our joy, and perverting and distorting our identity. So that's why he says, man, it is a blessing when I discipline you. I'll tell you what, if you let me train you up by it, if you're willing to humble yourself and allow yourself to be trained up by it, it's going to produce a harvest of righteousness and peace. And that's what I have for you, sons and daughters. I want my righteousness upon you, my peace upon you, here in the land of the living, and obviously, amazingly, eternally, in the kingdom through Jesus Christ. So yeah, these admonishments, these challenges, aren't out of religiosity or self-righteousness or condemnation. It's amazing. And here's even a cool attribute when you think about the tribulation period. The tribulation period, to me, is one of the last great acts of mercy by God. He literally shakes the heavens and the earth. He rearranged celestial bodies. He exposes everything that's been laying hidden in the dark and in the shadows for millennia. He lays it all bare as a last great act of mercy that you might repent so he can lavish his love, his graciousness, and the holiness of his son upon you and welcome you into his kingdom for a great feast. It's
that none
merciful.
Should perish.
It's merciful. Yeah.
Yeah, that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. And so that's what our goal is. I mean, you know, again, I my company sells preparedness supplies because, you know, as a head of a household, I want to be here for my wife. I want to be here for my children. I make those plans. But at the same time, you know, what greater tragedy? You know, the one thing worse than going to hell is going to hell with your children.
Oh, you man. Know? Yeah, that's
you know,
hard word.
It is. Somebody said that to me one time, and I went, oh, my gosh, that I would never fit into that category. And you know, my responsibility. And if I have sin and wickedness in my life, that's going to color what I do with my family, and my children will pick up on it. And yet, on the inverse to that is, if I am walking with the Lord and they see the glory of God in my life, and they see me as a man, they know I fail, I admit my failures, I confess
yes.
my sin, but at the same time, they see me as a man of God, I lead them to Christ, and eternity rejoices. We'll be back after this break.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, this time is going so quick. Jamie, we were talking beforehand about the nature of the fight. You know, as my wife and I pray, I just look at the horizon. It seems like total war is breaking out in the spiritual realm against believers. And we see the signs of war breaking out on this earth. And you know, the things that we're talking about are not just here in the United States. These are global phenomena that the world is embracing Luciferian doctrine. And we see all those signs in Matthew 24 coming to pass. I don't predict dates, but it's like you said, we are in that prophetic window. And the encouragement, first and foremost, is to get your heart right with Jesus Christ, because if you're going to stand in the wicked day, you're going to have your feet planted firmly on the rock. You as a war fighter, some of the lessons that you learned that made victory possible, what were they?
In the natural, and again, these are amazing attributes that are so distinctive to kingdom realities that God's already established in his word, that in order to stand on the field of battle, first and foremost, it's what we've already kind of been touching on, and it's very particular to the Lord, is that we have to consecrate ourselves and purify our camps. We see the sin of Achan in Joshua 7 as one of the greatest examples ever of what happens when we have divided loyalties and when we have sin encumbering and hindering our efforts, right? And the Lord said, as long as you maintain some of those devoted things among you, as long as you bury them in your camp thinking that I won't see or I don't know, you will turn your back on the field of battle and you will be defeated by your enemies. That truth stands true from Joshua 7 all the way to this very day and our present lives. We need to purify our camps and prepare for the line of departure. What the line of departure is, militarily speaking, is that moment when you cross that that imaginary line in the sand, some grid line that's been laid out. And once you cross that line, your fight is imminent. There's no turning back. The war has begun. We are towing the line of departure. And maybe, perhaps, I don't know for sure, without knowing it, we've already crossed it. And if there's any chink in your armor on an individual personal level, on a corporate church body level, on a home group level, on a family level, it's got to be shored up. Because I tell you, we will not stand the test of time. Let me read these two quick paragraphs. The Lord just laid on my heart during that break. This is from the book. There are two quick paragraphs about this whole idea of here in fire in our camps. Joshua 7 goes on to state, "You cannot stand before your enemies until you take the devoted things and all that is to be surrendered to the Lord from among you. Those who think they can bury the devoted things of God, who think to themselves, no one will ever know, the Lord does not see. These people will be trounced on the field of battle, and the enemy loves it that way. Let us not be deceived to assume that simply because we bear the name of Christian, all is well, all the battles are won. Satan wants nothing more than for the warriors of God to be treasonous towards their standing orders. He yearns intensely for us to become apostate and so abandon our assigned post, to forsake our portion in Christ and to move in our own natural strength and understanding in the days ahead. He loves to wage cyber warfare, impeding our communications with the Most High through the contamination of sin. The result is simple. The enemy watches with delight as those with distracted, divided loyalties lie wounded and maimed in the street as ineffectual casualties in a war they do not understand." One more paragraph. "The powers of darkness are adept at employing all measures of asymmetrical warfare. They abide by no rules of engagement and have no regard for your pleasantries and laments about a fair fight. Sin encumbers, hinders, and it acts as an infiltrating breach by the enemy to impede the constant supply of resources from heaven to the boots on the ground. This is why the warrior class is to hate the very clothing stained by sin. It makes you a soft target on the field of battle. It makes you unable to stand and vulnerable to great ruination for the days ahead." That's a true and trustworthy saying from the word of the Lord.
So what's the first thing? I know people listening right now, what's the first thing they need to examine to get this spiritual battle in line? The top three things say that they should examine and make sure that they have that part of their lives in congruent with God's word.
Yeah, absolutely. I think first and foremost, they need to test their loyalties and their devotion to duty. You know, you talked about devotion to duty. They need to really with great integrity examine their hearts and their lives and invite the Lord to examine their hearts and lives and see if there's any offensive ways in them, and lay them out before the Lord, confess them before the Lord, and run back into the amazing grace and the gospel of Jesus Christ, and enter into that throne room of grace with confidence and receive it with gladness. And I'd also say with that, it's time to, number two would be to throw off the carnality and the kingdom building and get focused and get serious and get in the fight about the kingdom of God.
We'll be back we've got a break coming up. Let's take up the last thought after the break.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News. President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pled guilty earlier today to lying to Congress about a Russian real estate deal sought by then-candidate Mr. Trump in 2016. Former Deputy Attorney General John Yoo tells Fox News this news could be good or bad for President Trump.
This is a harm to the president. because if you look at what Michael Cohen's pled to, the likelihood that he's not going to serve any significant jail time for this, to me, this reads like the independent counsel, Robert Mueller, giving a reward to Michael Cohen for a lot of cooperation. On the upside for the president, even what Michael Cohen is pleading to here doesn't involve any kind of law-breaking by candidate Donald Trump during the primaries.
The president also tweeted that he's canceling his planned meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit in Argentina. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jamie and I were just talking about some of the top things that you need to be doing right now. And again, I just want to appeal to my brothers and sisters or even those that don't know Christ that we are entering the times that the Bible spoke about, the culmination of the ages, that when Jesus Christ makes his second advent to this planet and sets up his kingdom, and what a blessed thing it will be for those that are welcomed into that kingdom. If you don't know Christ the Lord, you could call me, you could call Jamie, email us, and we will be more than glad to talk to you about salvation in Jesus Christ. And if you do know the Lord, as I said, we're both, you know, men would have feet of clay. We need to be forgiven regularly, and we need to have the Lord's grace in our life regularly. We're not super saints, but what we want to be are those that do exploits for the kingdom of God, because there are no more blessed words that you will ever hear in all eternity than, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of thy God." I live for those words. I live to hear those words. And I pray that you do also. And if there's things in your life that are hindering you, again, this isn't a message of condemnation. It's a message of encouragement, put it that way, to encourage you to look at those things. Jamie, you were talking about things that a believer should be doing in this prophetic age as we see total war in the spiritual realm being waged against Christians. Again, do you want to finish that thought?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say number three, and you know, they're all equally important, but this is something that I just see is so paramount and prescient right now for the body of Christ, is to really be seeking to solidify your identity in Christ Jesus. Again, so many things have maligned and robbed and stolen, even killed what we know and understand of as being redeemed sons and daughters of the Most High, that are even as we're walking in redeemed, we're still have the stains and the encumbrances of bondage and slavery on us, and it's just not so. He who the Son sets free is free indeed, and for freedom's sake he has set us free. And Christ Jesus is a true and better freedom fighter, and he calls those of us who have known and tasted this freedom to go out and set others free, to set the oppressed free, to break off the fetters that are digging into the wrists and the hands and the necks of our brothers and sisters, of our families and friends, and of our loved ones, and to expose the powers of darkness and to work to redeem the time and to make war against these things that are imprisoning people. And so the third thing, again, like I would say, is just really seek to solidify yourself in Christ Jesus. Do that by the word. Be found in the company of other warriors, of other people who fear the Lord. Commune with one another and commune with the Lord together. Grow in anointing of the Lord. Because I tell you this, I can assure you this, we have been promised, you know, as we've already talked about, that those who know their God will go forth and do exploits. There's something unique about Joshua, Caleb, and Elijah, you name it, so Jehoshaphat, these different men and women all throughout Scripture, that sets them apart from their peers. And it wasn't that they were these great superheroes of a super duper faith that they could muster up and will up and strive for in their own strength, but they were men and women of very little faith in a great God. It was totally different. They knew who their God was. So when God said, go out and take the land, they said, absolutely, what are we waiting for? When God said, put on your armor, march out worshiping, and watch what I do in front of your enemies, Jehoshaphat said, absolutely, Lord. I'm just going to resolve to inquire of you and worship as I go out to battle. They had a knowing that nothing that they did was dependent on the strength of their faith. Everything that they did was dependent on the object of their faith, the Lord God Almighty and Christ Jesus, his Son. And that's the identity that we need to move and operate in. We want to be tier one operators for the kingdom of God. Grow in your knowing of the Lord. Get into his word. Get serious about confession and repentance. Get serious about the body of Christ. Get serious about learning what it is to fear the Lord and grow those roots down deep, because we've been promised, Jeremiah 17, that even in the year of drought, you will not fail to produce fruit and your leaves will remain green. And I'll tell you what, a drought is coming on the land. A famine is coming on the land and war is coming on the land. But those who know their God will stand and be a part of the last great end times harvest and the outpouring of the fire of the Holy Spirit that we could never even conceive of.
Amen. Amen. So, again, that's the encouragement of the spiritual. What should people be doing physically right now? I mean, the stories of Noah and Joseph and preparation for difficult times coming. What do you think people should be doing physically right now?
Sure. I'm a major proponent and believer of physical preparation as well. And again, because it has nothing to do with us, it's about the kingdom of God. How effective do you think, again, self-actualization, faulty maybe, how effective for the kingdom and for the last great times harvest do you think you're going to be when you're listening to your kids crying out to you in hunger pain and you don't have anything to give them? How many souls are you going to be winning to Jesus Christ in the last days when you're so fearful for your own life because you thought you would look foolish to your friends and family if you became a prepper? How effective are you going to be at making war against the powers of darkness when you can't even figure out where to lay your head for the night? And there's just so many tenets of why God calls his people to be aware why he tells us things ahead of time, why he forewarns, why he raises up watchmen and prophets and preachers and teachers, and why he's called us to be hypervigilant for the days ahead. It's because he wants us to be effective in the days ahead, not these bumbling dopes bumping into each other, crying out, "How long, O Lord, until you set us free from it?" He wants us to be strong, who know him, and who go out without a spirit of fear, but in power, love, and a sound mind, and actually impact the world around us in the last days.
You know, a big proponent of now, we have the time. While it is yet day, let us labor, because the night comes when no man can work. There's coming a darkness on this land. I think we can all see it coming. I think you see it in the politics of this nation, that it's really, we're at a philosophical civil war right now. And we see people willing to use violence, the rhetoric of violence. All these things are just ratcheting up on, it seems like, on a daily basis. You know, as a father and as a husband, I know my charge is to protect my family. I do things so that I put things in place that I can protect them. I mean, you know, when Lot was kidnapped, Abraham went and put his family at risk to go rescue his nephew. I look and I think today that instead of the TV, instead of things that we waste our time on, you know, networking with people of like mind, God will bring them into your life. And what do you say about that? How important is it to network with other Christians of like mind?
Oh man, it's everything. There is no such thing as a Rambo in the real field of battle. I mean, that movie has single-handedly done so much to pervert and corrupt our understanding of what it looks like to be a man or woman of violence and to war against things. There's no such thing. If you do not have a body, if you do not dwell in the esprit de corps, if you do not commune with other like-minded people who fear the Lord, who hunger and thirst for righteousness, and who are seeking the Lord's face while it may be found, then I'm telling you, you are going to be a casualty on the field of battle. And that doesn't mean when that you're seeking people that are perfect. Good luck with that. But you're seeking people who, again, are undone by their sin, but they're even more so undone, or equally undone. I shouldn't say more so. They're equally undone by the grace and the amazing mercy and the goodness of the Lord that's been shown to them through Jesus Christ. Again, you can't receive the good news unless you know the bad news. You can't walk out from the power of redemption and reconciliation if you don't have a clue what in the world you're being redeemed and reconciled from. And when you're with like-minded people like that who are focused on the second advent of Jesus Christ, they're focused on eternity. They're focused not on the things below, but on the things above. They're focused on the kingdom that is going to come. They know that these trials and things are light and momentary, and they know the joy set before them, and they're going to endure to the end, whatever that end may be. If it's at the end of a scimitar, or if it's at the end of a bullet, or if it's at the end of a hospice care as an elderly in a nursing home, whatever. It just says those who endure to the end will receive the crown of life, whatever that end is. Find those people, seek them, dwell with them, commune with them, and get squared away in your hearts and minds and physically prepared for what's coming out of this nation.
You know, we have a group of friends, and I remember one night I got a call. I had just come in, and I was getting ready to jump in the shower and get clean. In fact, I was in there, and I got a call, and this one man's wife, who's in our group, they live on a very remote piece of property, and she called me, and she said, "There's people on my property." Her husband was gone. You know, he's at work, and he was a couple hours away. And the fact that network was there, and that the communication, we had communication, you know, we'd use ham radio. And when I got to her property, I could, you know, "Are you okay?" Because the way I approached the property would be different than her. "No, I'm not okay." You know, we'll catch that thought when we get back from the break.
Normal. normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Yes, we are in the last 10-minute segment. Jamie Walden, the book is Omega Dynamics of Spiritual Warfare for These End Times and How to Be Victorious in Christ. I highly, highly recommend the book, omegadynamics.org. You can purchase the book there. I would say if you purchase any book, get this book. Like I said, my wife read it, and I've read it, and I would say it has changed the way we think. It is forwarded by Steve Quayle, and if you know him, if he endorsed the book, I would think you would understand it's a very, very good read. Jamie, you know, I was, as I was talking beforehand, the power of networking, this lady called me panicked because there are people on our property, and you know, we have a network of friends. Her husband was, you know, he's out of town working at least 2 hours away, and the ability for someone to call and say, "Can you come and help?" And we do radio communication, like I said. So the way I contacted her and said, "Are you okay?" And yes. And so the way I approached the house would be differently than if she said, "No, I'm not okay. Someone's breaking the door down." That ability of networking and communication to me is a priceless thing, because I could easily see during civil disruption in this country, the IP addresses, the cell phones, they're so easy to turn off. And not only us, but I mean, we just saw that the Russians turned off the GPS system as Norway had to held those exercises. We rely so much on networked technology. Like I said, I'm a big proponent of ham radio, and I don't want to sound like an infomercial, but I strongly recommend everybody look into that. And then again, you know, it was at night when these people were doing this, and we found out they were just privately poaching. I didn't want to make a scene of them. I watched them for a while, and they left the property. But you know, I could see them clearly with modern night vision. And I do recommend this for people. Just a quick word, and then I want to have some final thoughts from you. How important do you think communication and that ability to see at night are in times of difficulty?
I would say that those two components are the number one must, or number one and number two must have for really anybody who's serious and seriously knows and understand the threats that are facing us. Like you said, the vulnerabilities that we're under, there's no way to truly encapsulate the depths of what's going on geopolitically, militaristically, and with the insurgency within our own nation and globally at that. It doesn't matter if it's coming in the form of the economics, or if it's Russian and Chinese troops staging in Venezuela, or if it's the gray terror groups that are in the fifth column organizations that are just south of our border and already inside here, the Iranian troops that are staged here, the Spetsnaz, go on and on down the list, not to mention our own subversive deep state government that wants to come against its citizens. We are so unbelievably vulnerable. There's no words to actually put to it. And when it pops off, it goes quick. I know I've been on the other end. I've been on the offending end. I know what it's like to take a small group of highly trained men and lock down a city of 2 million in a matter of 30 minutes without firing a shot. I know what it is to subdue a population so fast, so hard, and so furious that they don't have a clue what hit them until they're actually already under your rule and your reign as a dominant military force. And that's what's come to America. So comms and night vision act as your force multipliers to equip you to communicate and to maneuver when nobody else can. You want to talk about a truly significant force multiplier? Those two are so critical for people to understand.
You know, I do that, and like I said, I don't want to sound like an infomercial, but we do have the White Phosphor Night Vision right now. Would be the last day of our sale on it and communication, and I am more than glad to talk to somebody. I'm a ham radio operator. I've done it for years of how to talk with people, how to use communication, even I'll use, say, code speech to where that you can talk in ways that, times, description, places that you can give, and yet they're not accurate, but the other person on the other end knows how to interpret those, so that, you know, if you're describing a party, the people will show up that they won't be there, and there'll be nobody there because you have successfully done things to subvert the true meaning of what you're saying. All those things to me are so important. You know, the desire I have to protect my wife, I've read about these women and people being violated. I remember I was in Karachi one night, Jamie, and this woman offered to sell me her little girl for $100 because desperation. In America don't understand that desperation.
No, we don't. No, Americans don't have a clue what's going on in the rest of the world. And we're very historically illiterate as well. And things have happened in our very, very recent history that would shock most Americans' pleasantries, especially Christians' Americans' pleasantries. And it's right around the corner. Oh, go ahead.
No, I just say right now in America, millions of people, millions of children sell themselves daily to providing basic necessities. Hunger and deprivation, if you've ever seen it, it's not a pretty thing. Like I said, I'm a Christian man, but I mean, and that lady wasn't to, you know, sell me, her girl wasn't to wash my socks.
Right.
It was something different. And it just grieves you that this woman, I mean, she loves her girl, those children as much as my wife loves my children. And yet something brought her to the point of him needing that. We don't understand it. And so when you hear people say your food supply or your water supply or this, that, and the other thing, and we just think, ho-hum, you know, I'll get it when I, you know, get it.
You want to know what? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I know we're running short on time. We should understand it. It doesn't take long to read Jeremiah, to read Ezekiel, to read Joel, to read Amos. It doesn't take long to read and to know and understand exactly what is coming against a nation that outright rejects the Lord God Almighty.
Deuteronomy 28.
It doesn't take long to figure out. When it talks about women eating their children in secret, when it talks about open cannibalism, when it talks about coveting the bodies of those around you, these are real things, real moments in time. And guess what? Where that occurred? That occurred in the place that bore the name of God Almighty. That occurred in the city that was his, Jerusalem. That occurred amongst his people that were chosen, that were phoned on, that had a special mission, but they outright rejected God in their hearts and by their actions.
We have a few minutes left. Give us your closing thoughts on this. And again, I highly recommend your book, OmegaDynamics.org. I would strongly recommend people get it, but give us your closing thoughts before I run out of time.
Sure, absolutely. I just share this with the listeners. The most important and prescient thing that you could do in this moment in time, even as you're hearing this or whenever you're able to listen to this, is to seek the Lord's face while it may be found and shore up your identity in him. We're promised in Malachi 3:16-4:3, it says, "And those who fear the Lord are found talking with one another, and the Lord heard them and listened. And their names were written in a scroll in remembrance. And he said, in the day of disaster, in the day of trouble, when I make up my treasured possession, they will be among them." I say, seek out what it means to fear the Lord and find those who fear the Lord. Get prepared spiritually, get prepared physically, get prepared mentally, get prepared physically, and worship the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul while you still can.
Jamie, it's been a pleasure, and God bless you. Thank you for being with me today.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you very much for the opportunity, and thank you, listeners.
Pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal,
will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.